Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to episode 29 of the Same Brain Podcast from the Pacific Northwest in Oregon. We are in Pacific City, baby!
Episode 29, did you say that?
I think I did. Cool. Roll the intro. Jenna, what's up?
Hello, I'm a little chilly today. It's a little bit.
It's been a week since we've talked to our friends, and when we left them, we were in Carmel.
Oh.
Our spirits were high. We were about to take off on a journey to beautiful Crescent City, which we didn't know anything about.
Crescent City?
The thing is, Crescent City was absolutely beautiful in the daytime, but in the nighttime,
scary.
We rolled up, went to a restaurant that there's some shady business happening, perhaps some drug deals.
I saw them.
I don't know what type of drug he was doing, but he was lighting something up and smoking it. I was like, whoa. But anyway, we got a quesadilla, and the quesadilla
was good.
Really good.
Sorry, I spoke over you because I got excited about the quesadilla.
No, it was good. It was incredible.
I don't think Tyler and Jace had the same experience with their enchiladas, but at the end of the day, maybe they got food poisoning, maybe they didn't. The good news is we made it out alive.
We did, but the Airbnb that we went to was by far the biggest lie I've ever seen. We walked in there and there was a vibe.
A vibe.
The vibe was murderous, perhaps.
Yeah.
And it was the complete opposite of the photos that we had seen on the website.
Whoever that photographer was and the person who did the lighting, they deserve a raise. They deserve like 5 stars because I have been tricked. It's tough to trick me because I see through people and I see through, the crap, and I was tricked. We were also really desperate because we booked this the night before.
So this entire trip we've been booking the night before, and if you guys are listening to audio, you may hear the slight, subtle sounds of the ocean behind us because we're sitting outside. It's freezing cold.
Very cold.
Also raining.
Yes, very cold and rainy.
We're on like the deck of our little cottage patio.
It's very nice though.
It is.
It's nice just being somewhere else that isn't my little tiny office and being in Los Angeles by just too many people. It's been so great because there's really no one around.
No. I mean, there's people surfing and it's like us.
Yeah.
And of course, it's kind of like winter, so not really a beach destination.
It's like the off season.
It is, but I love this.
Great.
So we basically went from prison to
paradise.
I love this place so much. Like, we rolled up, it was nighttime, didn't really see anything, and I woke up in the morning and I looked outside and it was the most incredible view that I've ever seen. Like, I don't think I've ever like felt that happy before. Like, the whole day I sat and looked out the window and was trying to get work done. I was just like,
nope, just looking. Maddie also was just staring out the window all day long. Should we read our reviews and then go back to talk about what happened in Crescent City?
Probably, because we're not done with Crescent City, but I just wanted to say that we're in Pacific City and this place is beautiful and it might be one of my favorite places that I've ever visited. Like, it's in top 5 for sure. It's incredible.
I 100% agree. Okay, so you guys are leaving us reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts and we appreciate it. So let's read this one.
Let's read some.
Hey guys, I'm 13. I really love tech and your channel. I'm a big fan of your YouTube channel, listening to your podcast when I need to take a break from screens. You guys are really funny, inspiring, and I enjoy you so much. Best wishes and stay safe, Lucas.
I love being enjoyed.
Me too. Me too. Lucas, thank you so much.
Lucas, you're the best.
We also have another 11-year-old. I'm 11 years old and I love tech. I've been listening to your podcast while doing math.
Whoa.
Did I read this one before?
I think you might have.
Maybe I did.
I think we did.
That means we need some more reviews, but thank you for leaving them. Hi, Justine and Jenna from Puerto Rico. I love your podcast. It's amazing. It's a good way to spend time in the pandemic. Question, if you guys had to choose iPhone, PlayStation 5, or Xbox, which would you get?
I'd probably honestly have to choose my phone because that's how I would stay connected. You
100%.
Know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, I love my Xbox, love my PlayStation, but the phone, we got to have it.
Yeah. I'd have to go with phone as well. You can do mobile gaming.
You can. We have a voice message from Edon.
Hi, Jenna and Justine.
Hello.
I really love your podcast. It's great. Keep up the good work. Have a great day.
So you can leave us voicemail messages on anchor.fm/samebrain. And of course, we will read the reviews from the Apple Podcast reviews if you guys want to give us 5 stars and leave a review.
I think we should do a mug giveaway.
I really love your podcast and you guys sound great.
I think that's a good idea.
I want to do a mug giveaway.
Okay. Mug giveaway.
Okay.
For an Apple Podcast review next.
If you leave the review, maybe just tweet us to let us know.
That's a good idea.
And that way I can message you.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then we can send you a Same Brain mug.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. This is great.
Thank you for the reviews. Thank you guys for all the positive comments. We've been having a lovely time. And this has been really fun kind of taking this on the road. Like, this is what I envisioned for the podcast in the beginning.
It's true. That's what you said. You're like, this Rodecaster is great. Did we ever get a travel case for it?
No, I've been using, I did get a travel case, but it's too big actually. So I've made a mistake, but I've been using a plastic bin. And it's the best thing ever. If you guys want to watch, I just posted a video talking about all the gear that I brought with me. And this little plastic bin has fit everything so perfect. So we're going to take you guys back to Crescent City. Now, the thing about this city is it's so beautiful in the daytime. Like, I woke up after thinking that we might not make it through the night, and the sunrise was so beautiful.
The sunrise was very nice. It was a very, it said, like, the thing that got me with this Airbnb was it was like 200 feet from the beach, dog friendly. Finding places that are dog friendly last minute is tough because, you know, a lot of people don't want, you know,
pets
or don't allow pets. There's also a big prison in Crescent City.
There is a big prison. We didn't know anything about this. And then I told some of my friends, I was like, hey, we're in Crescent City. I know you're from around here. I probably should have asked you beforehand where to stay because that's not the place that you want to stay.
Well, the thing about cities is there's going to be like dangerous, high crime places wherever you go in a city. Actually, where we were staying, there were some very cute houses, very, very nice. Like the house next door, I was like, I love the look of this. It's so nice. The problem was our Airbnb was, I think, from like, I think it was built in like 1904, like a super old house. And I don't think it's had any renovations.
It was just strange the way that they had it set up. Like it looked like a crack house that they would do potentially crack. I don't even know how you do crack.
I don't either, but I'm pretty sure like however you do it. So we walk in and we are greeted by an overwhelming aroma of just,
it smelled like death.
Death. And like, asbestos and just, I don't even know if you can't really smell asbestos, but you know what I mean? Like mold and my lungs. Like I got an instant headache. I have like, I'm very sensitive sometimes to like smells and I'm like, oh my gosh, my head is like throbbing. This was after driving 8 hours, but being on the road for like 10 hours. So we get in there. We're like, oh, this is dark and scary and very smelly.
It was so crazy. I mean, there was blood on the walls. There was actually poop. I think there was actually blood on the ceiling. If that's just a feeling, and I could. We made up a song about it now. Blood on the ceiling. You can see that in a future vlog.
Yes.
Wow. It was just all very, it was crazy. And like the sheets were definitely not clean. There was like disgusting stains.
Red and yellow stains.
Yeah, I don't know what that could be.
And look, we people might be like, you sound so spoiled. But like, here's the thing. This was like not a cheap thing at all.
It was like $500 a night.
And this place was rated for like cleanliness during the Airbnb's 5-star enhanced cleaning method because this is a pandemic. Like we are also taking this very seriously.
Very serious.
That's why we're trying to stay places that are high rated for cleanliness and are safe and like away from people. And there is nothing safe about feces on the wall and on cabinets and on the door. It was smeared on the bathroom door. So this like 5-bedroom, 3-bath, maybe a 6-bedroom.
I don't even know.
A lot of bedrooms because like we're traveling with our friends as well. And we, you know, we need a lot more space. And we had to all share one bathroom that still had poop, but the poop was on the ceiling and on the high up on the wall. So like it was the furthest away from us.
I'm curious.
Tyler had to sleep on the couch because there was only like, we brought our own sheets or else I would have not slept in that bed.
And here's the thing, like Tyler, he will sleep on the floor. He doesn't care. The fact that he refused to sleep in the bedroom was a very telling sign that he decided to sleep on the sketchy couch. But like, if we went into this knowing that the price that we were paying was like $25 a night and we were staying in a crack house, that's
fine.
Yeah, because that we would have known that going in. But going into this, we thought that we had a nice beach vacation.
Like $1,000 is a lot of money.
So much.
That's a lot of money to spend to
on
stay.
That.
And yeah, it was honestly just, and I can't even, like, so the one bedroom was downstairs and it was like, it had like this really like creepy couch and like these creepy blinds. And then you walk down and there's like a little, little sitting area. And then there was, the light was on in this like hallway to this little nook, which went to nothing.
It was a nook, a scary nook.
And I'm not even, yes. And here's the thing, like I am very like intuitive and like sensitive to things. And the feeling that I got inside my body was just wrong. Everything about it was wrong. And I'm like, something is not right about what's happening or what has happened in this place. And we need to leave.
And what scared me even more is once I had started talking to friends and told them where we were staying, they started getting afraid for us. I started sending people my location. They're like, oh my gosh, you might not make it through the night. I'm like, stop it. You're scaring me.
And the main lock on the door was like,
barely
worked. If you literally took a credit card and went like that, like you would be in. So I barricaded it with like this heavy Yeti cooler and then your like super intense tripod.
Yeah.
Because if you opened it, like it would jam against the wall. So I was like, oh, you probably can't get in. This is, you know, at least give them like an extra couple minutes to work through this. But
so my favorite, I guess, sort of incident is Tyler, we're driving up. We're like trying to figure out what food to get. And we, Maddie just ate something.
He just ate something off the floor.
Maddie. What did you just eat?
I think he's eating something off the ground. It's really hard to tell.
Looks like he swallowed. Okay, he swallowed it. No, he's still chewing.
Okay, well, anyway.
I'm going to go get that. Hold that.
It's very cold outside. It's like 34 degrees. People think like, oh, you're at the beach. It's warm. It's 34 degrees and I'm really, really cold. I think a match. Okay, he was eating a match.
So the dog was eating a match.
We didn't even light a match.
I did.
Oh, so you put the match on the floor?
I didn't put it on the floor. Hold on a second. I got to take a picture of Maddie because he looks very cute
interesting.
Right now.
You lit the match. The match was on the floor. The dog was eating the match. I'm not sure.
Who did it?
I'm not sure. We need someone to solve this crime of who did it.
So I think that the answer is me.
Solve that crime. Oh, at Crescent City. Okay. You said Tyler. The thing about Tyler.
We're driving up and Tyler was saying that he didn't want Pizza Hut because it hurts his belly. So the enchiladas that he got were so disgusting that he ended up ordering Pizza Hut. So this was delivery. We hear a knock at the door while we are roaming around this scary Airbnb.
Blood everywhere.
And then I'm just going to say, like, I was prepared for anything.
Yes.
And when we heard a knock at the door, I was like, there's not supposed to be anybody here. There's not supposed to be anyone knocking. I'm terrified. So I was basically like ready to like spring into action. Like if I had to do something, like, yeah, I would.
I mean, we always have knives on us and like, it was very late. We got in very, very late, which is another thing where we were like, we can't really leave. Like we just drove 8 hours. We're exhausted. I also forgot that people can walk behind us. And this lady I was very confused.
I was trying to just keep going. And I waved. Like she didn't see, like I didn't see her, but she definitely saw her. And Maddie is inside watching.
Like, yeah. So we hear a knock at a door, a creepy knock at a door.
And then I'm like scrambling around and you can obviously hear like there's a rustling inside.
Yeah.
And I go, who is it? And he goes, Pizza Hut. I go, thank God.
My God, great. And it's not like it had like a little peephole. So we were like, we just have to open the door.
But like I opened the door and he goes, what do you think I was, a CDC? I go, look, dude, I didn't know what you were, who you were. I forgot we were at Pizza Hut. You, my friend, were intruding.
Now I've realized that we need to up our standards. Like if somebody knocks at the door and they say Pizza Hut, I'm probably gonna be like, oh cool, Pizza Hut.
You need to tell us what the order was.
Yes.
And give me back the last four digits of the credit card that ordered it.
Yeah, we were like, oh, Pizza Hut, cool.
I just opened the door.
That guy was really funny though.
He was like, what the heck are you guys doing? I was like,
he's like, you ordered this? I'm like, we forgot. So scared. There's blood on the wall.
There's blood on the ceiling. It's not just a feeling.
We're gonna get kicked out.
We are. I'm very cold. I'm not going to lie.
Well, when I walked Maddie earlier, I told you. I was like, yo, it's cold. Very cold.
What's the temperature right now? Should we see?
I'm going to go with 42.
What's the temperature right now? It's 41.
Oh, my God.
There's a little doggy running
there
on the
beach. There is a little doggy. Our little doggy's looking at us. The thing about Oregon is really cool because it's like there's basically everything is like dog friendly.
We went shopping. We went to the outlets. I mean, we basically walked around because Tyler needed to get a jacket. We went inside the store and I like picked up Maddie because usually like in LA, like you can bring dogs in, but you just have to like hold them. They're like, you can put him down. He can shop too.
He was shopping. Well, speaking of the outlets, I got this jacket. I'm wearing a nice fluffy burgundy jacket. I actually got this hat as well. I did some shopping. I want to go back.
Look what I'm wearing. I bought this on the side of a road at a Sasquatch trading post.
Is it warm?
Yeah, touch. Well, you have gloves on. It's pretty warm.
My hands are frozen. These gloves are like 10 years old. They were like in my car and I was like, oh, last minute I'll throw these in. I can't find my North Face ones.
Yeah, so anyway, we left the Airbnb and we came up to Pacific City. Our friend Ben recommended this place to us. We are staying. It's the Headlands Lodge.
Yes.
This is the most beautiful place that I've ever experienced. Like we have like this cute little cottage. It's dog friendly. Like the view, I'm just going to show you guys a picture like of what I woke up to. Like this is, it's like breathtaking.
And that's what I said. We went from prison to paradise.
Yeah, it's great. And
it's magical.
It's weird because there's so much around us, like in driving distance. And it's kind of cool even sort of watching, you know, what Tom Green has been doing.
Yeah.
And like his whole point of like his leaving and going out on his van road trip was exploring like drivable places and places that you can get to. And normally you think we have to leave the country. We have to go to these exotic destinations. There is so much beauty just right here.
It's true. Yeah. And I mean, even just driving up here, like there's so many things that we like saw that I'm like, I would have never seen this if I would have hopped on a plane, you know, gotten off at another airport and just whatever, ventured around. But driving, it's like you really do have to see everything.
And it's really great because I feel like we're so cautious too, as far as, you know, making sure everything is very clean. Like, we bring our own sheets everywhere. Matthew, stay there.
You stay inside.
There's no way he could hop in.
He can get over
yeah,
it.
He could.
He's just scared.
He's pretty agile. Oh, also, oh my goodness. We need to talk about it. Okay. So we started streaming earlier this year and playing Animal Crossing and all this stuff. And then we met this girl, Trish, on Twitter.
Yes.
I went to her island. I used to sell my turnips there for hours and hours and hours. She would just, like, leave her gate open and she'd go to work and I would be selling my turnips. So she'd been watching her videos for a while. Did you send her a message, or did she send you
a
message?
I follow her on Instagram. So a couple weeks ago, I saw she posted something in Oregon. I think it was like a drive-through safari. And, like, it just popped into my brain and go, wait a minute. Because I asked her, I go, where is this? Before we even planned this road trip, because we didn't really plan this. But I was like, where was this? And she was like, oh, it was in Oregon. And I just remembered. I'm like, wait, we're in Oregon. So I sent her a message. I go, hey, we're driving from Pacific City up to... we're driving from Crescent City up to Pacific City. Like, she has a really cute dog, Chloe. I was like, do you want to, like, social distance meet? So, like our dogs can meet and, like, we can say hi to you. And she's like, oh, well, I have to work today. Like, I'm a head chef at, like, my family's restaurant. And I go, where is the restaurant? I'm coming now. And she's like, okay. And I didn't even, like, we had no plans. I was just like, give me the GPS coordinates, give me the restaurant name, and we're showing up.
And we showed up.
We gave her like 5-hour notice.
But our original plan, though, was to go explore Redwood Forest, National Forest.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of, like, cool stuff driving up, and honestly, we just wanted to get out of there. I mean, I feel like that can be another place or another time. So we were supposed to spend 2 days there, but instead,
well, everyone kept telling us about all the drug cartels and, like, then, like, the Humboldt, like, all the bodies and tourists, like, people go missing. There's, like, a Netflix special, I think, about it. Humboldt County, yeah, maybe.
So my friends have scared me. So instead, we went to the best meal that I've had. And honestly, she also supplied us with food to go. She made a whole tray of mac and cheese. We've been eating it all week.
All week. And she made us homemade bread.
Tomato soup. Homemade bread. Oh,
the
Trish,
best. The best tomato
freaking
soup.
Best.
And also, we had brunch there at the restaurant. And, like, we met her whole family. And, like, it was just really cool. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, we started talking like 8-9 months ago on the internet. And now we're here in this small town in Oregon hanging out with you.
It was really cool. And it is kind of crazy just to, like, think about, like, how that all works. And even just, like, thinking, like, how you meet people is really strange.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you just think about it, like, I don't even know how to meet people anymore. Like, I don't really know if I ever did.
I don't know.
I just can't stop looking at the dog trying to escape.
He is trying to escape. It's just funny too, because it's like when you're younger, it's like, oh, don't talk to strangers. And now it's like, that's all we do is talk to strangers on the internet.
You do have to be careful though, because talking to strangers is actually scary, because here's the thing that I've learned.
Okay.
You never know someone.
No.
You never do.
You never know someone.
You never know how they are. You never know what they're going through, and you never know anything. So you have to be careful.
People don't marry serial killers thinking that they're serial killers, unless they do. But for the most part, you probably don't.
Although some people are into that. I mean, why do you think that a lot of these, there's like serial killer like groupies and like
they
always,
but
they are
into it, but you know what I
you're
mean?
You're into,
like,
it.
You always hear like, oh, well, so-and-so was a nice, quiet guy, you know, girl, lady, mainly serial killers are guys. Thanks, men. No, that was the wrong button.
That's the wrong button, dude.
That was the wrong button. But I was just like, you know, people, like, you don't know. You don't want to, usually you don't marry people thinking like, oh yeah, they're a serial killer, cool. You just don't know. You don't know people. There's so many stories that people are married or dating someone for so long and they find out things 10 years later and you're like, what? But people can be anyone that they want to be on the internet.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, like, this is, what you see here, though, is kind of what you get.
This is what you get, but sometimes I say adult words outside of the internet. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, they used to watch me play Call of Duty, so that
sometimes
slips.
I'm
an adult.
I'm 31.
This is also the thing that's kind of interesting about, I guess, like, swear words, is I feel like they used to carry a lot more meaning.
Yeah.
You know, like, back in the day, like, what they kind of mean to, like, our parents, it's like, it doesn't really mean the same thing to us, and then even to, like, the next younger generation, I feel like it's just like, it's a word that is just, any
it
word.
It depends. I mean, depending on what the word is.
That is true. But I'm meaning just like, you know, your standard issue swear words. Any word, depending upon the meaning behind it, is really where I can't stop watching the dog.
I know. He's going to escape.
He is losing his mind. I think he wants up on that couch, but he can't get to it because we've barricaded this whole thing open. But yeah, any word can have a meaning if there's like power behind it, you know?
It's very true.
If I call you a pig and I mean, oh, that's like, oh, you're like a pig, like an endearing pig, or I can call you pig.
Also, but back to the internet thing. People can be anyone they want to be, especially on the internet. I mean, that's why like catfishing is like a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Are you getting a suntan?
We're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're okay.
They will not, you're good.
This is remote working at its finest.
Oh, this is just a light.
Oh, so that you have better.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Oh no.
What happened?
Okay, so I've dropped my AirPods Max and they got scratched. Look at this. Look what I've done. It's like real beat up.
Maybe Colorware can give you some like custom.
Maybe.
Or does Dbrand make?
Oh, I'm so sad.
You can just switch them with mine. I don't actually care about these at all. So if you want them, you can have them. Here, you can have mine. I really don't care.
Oh my god, I lost my ear cup.
Well, this went downhill quickly.
This went downhill quickly.
Jesus. If you are listening, a person has appeared behind us. They asked questions. Justine has dropped her AirPods. Max, she lost her ear cup. She fell off the chair. The Rodecaster Pro almost fell off the table. Maddie is still trying to figure out how to plan his escape. And now you're caught up.
The woman, so we have a big aperture light in it, and she asked us if we were getting a suntan. I go, I thought she meant because we were sitting outside.
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about the light.
I
didn't either.
I go, no, we're recording a podcast. This light does kind of look like some sort of vitamin D like lamp. And then she asked if it was a satellite because I said we were recording a podcast.
It's true.
Yeah, this is confusing what we have happening here.
I feel like we need to give her a follow up.
We should. Oh, she has gone.
What a sweet soul.
I almost fell off this freaking chair.
You actually almost broke it.
I know. Let's get down to business.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
Serial killer.
We've moved on. Don't trust people on the internet. And if you do meet strangers on the internet, be careful.
You got to be careful. I've got some stories, but we can save that for book number two.
And if, yeah. Oh, yep.
Oh, 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 hey, I was thinking, that I love this place and I made some running mile, records today or this week.
I haven't worked out in weeks.
Normally I do like 3 to 6 miles, like six and a half is like usually my average because I get bored after like an hour and my pace is usually not very fast. But I did 7 miles the one day on the beach. The day after that I did 3.5. And then yesterday I did over 8 miles on the beach.
I didn't do anything because by the time I take Maddie for a walk and then I'm like, well, now I'm frozen and I'm tired. And then I get in bed and I'm like, well, I'll try again tomorrow. And I just haven't done it. Running is absolutely terrible.
Jenna, I used to hate running. I used to absolutely hate it until I was quarantined with a treadmill and it was the only thing that I could do. And
I suppose so.
I am so glad that I kind of did it because I would have never, ever wanted to start running. Yes. And I thought I was like, this is hard, hurts my knees, but I don't know if any of you guys have ever run on the beach before, but it is a challenge.
It is a challenge. It's like slanted.
Yeah, calves are so bad.
I feel like they can't be good for you.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's better or worse than running on concrete. But the one thing is I do a lot of hills when I'm training with Matt Wilpers on Peloton.
I just want to say that Nordic is the way to go.
It is. Honestly, if...
I'm Team Nordic.
Oh, no, I would be Team Nordic, but I love Matt's classes so much that if he ever leaves Peloton, I will order a Nordic track the next day.
I think you should do it anyway, because it's honestly I just feel like it's a superior device.
Yeah.
It's so big.
It is. I mean, I do really love the Peloton tread. I like it a lot, but there's so many things about the Nordic tread that is just, it really is superior. And they've been around longer.
I love the outdoor classes. Like, I am running in Croatia. Mm-hmm. And then, like, at the end, we get, like, a little tour of, like, some type of history of like a cave or like a museum. I'm like, this is so fun.
And you know what? I could actually do Matt's classes on Nordic.
You can
do them digitally. It's so funny because Jenna said that she hates running and she has a commercial grade industrial treadmill.
Well, I'm not responsible with my money is the problem.
I mean, me either. Look at me over your crypto. Just like, oh, look at this new coin. All right.
The treadmill did not look that big on the website.
It did
not.
I
was like, whoa, 40% incline. I don't know anything about running. I literally hate running. And when I saw 15% incline was one of the options, and then I saw
15?
Then I saw 40% incline. Okay, and I go, look, if I'm going to be making an investment, I want the best. I didn't need a 32 or 34 inch screen, so I got like the 22 inch. But I was like, I want the top of the line so that I can keep this for a very long time. I want the 40 incline, and that's what I want. And then it showed up, and I go, oh.
When you told me you had a 40% incline, I was like, I go to like 7 or 8 at most. I mean, I do hills, but it's like, we'll do some speed hills on like a 6 or a 7. Jenna's like, I got 40%.
Oh my gosh. We were doing this one, I don't know what we were doing. Maybe it was Croatia or Bulgaria or somewhere. We were doing like a climb. And the one thing I like about Nordic is it automatically, like if you hit follow trainer, it will follow and adjust the speed and the incline for you. Mm-hmm. We were at 30 and I'm like, oh, I'm holding on for dear life. And then I'm like, oh, we're not going to go any higher. We went up to 40 and I'm like, I'm going to, I need to turn my treadmill around because behind me is the wall and that's how I could die.
Yeah. They actually told you that.
They did. They said, we recommend switching this around. I go, yeah, but this way I can watch TV. I've never watched TV.
Huh. What do you think we're going to do for dinner tonight? Speaking of running.
Oh, my God. I hope it's something warm. It's so cold outside.
We were actually not supposed to be here. We were going to head up to, I think, like Washington, but then they're getting some weather. So we decided to stay in Pacific City again, which I'm so glad about because I freaking love it here.
We were going to try to go up to like maybe Redmond. I told,
our Microsoft friends. Yeah. We were supposed to go visit them.
But like, we're also not going to like hang out with people because it's still a pandemic. So we're like.
And by visit them, I mean, we're actually just going to go and stand outside Microsoft campus and like wave.
We're like, have like a social distance coffee or something.
Yeah. It's so strange.
Something's happening with my hood.
But it's interesting because the vibe in Los Angeles, not even like going anywhere, I still feel like the tension, I just feel the people's vibes everywhere, like just going into the house, into my soul. And I never really realized that before until we started just kind of venturing out, and everything just feels so different. Like, people are out here surfing and they're just chill. People are wearing their masks.
They are.
And just like, it's just like the mood. I don't know. And LA just has this vibe that is just, it's hurting
me. It's toxic. I walked, there's like this little path behind us. And I mean, this is only where like people are staying here at the resort and there's really not many people. And I was walking Maddie and this one girl was walking by and she like put her sweatshirt up. She goes, I'm so sorry. I don't have my mask. I just walked out here for a second. And she was like apologizing. I go, it's okay. There's literally no one around. Yeah. Like, it's fine. It's like, and I have mine on. I was like, it's okay. And she's like, oh, I'm just so sorry. Like, everyone's like so paranoid and like scared and being like cautious, but it's great because it's like, I would rather wear a mask. If I have to wear a mask for the rest of my life for some reason, but we are back to normal and people can work, then that's the sacrifice that I'm willing to make. You know, we can get back to normal, get back to our lives, people can get back to work. I'm fine with it. Not thrilled.
No,
but I'm fine about it.
It's not fun. But honestly, if you guys are able to safely like just go outside, like the mood lifter of just being outside, even if it's just to go for a walk, is just so incredible. Because it's just like being cooped up, it really does feel, it's just terrible.
It's depressing. It's literally depressing. And I'm like, I have nothing to be depressed about. Like, this is, you know, brand-wise, career-wise, like the best and most financially stable I've ever been. And I'm like just sitting here like bummed out. And I'm like, I have nothing to be sad about. Why? What is wrong with me? Just like being, like traveling is just where I get like my motivation and my creative, you know, juices flowing, and it's just, I'm happy. And like, I'm sitting outside right now in 40 degree weather and I hate being cold. And I'm like, this is great.
And that's the hard part too. Cause it's like, no matter, even if you are successful, that doesn't mean you're happy.
Yeah. Oh,
you
know,
I mean, I think that's a big misconception. Everyone's like, oh, if I have money, things may be easier. Yes. But you're going to have other troubles that you didn't have then. So it's like, no matter what level of financial success that you have, whatever it is, like, you're going to have some sort of struggle that you didn't have before. So there's problems at any level of anything. So it's just like kind of accepting that and trying to deal with it. And I think one of the things that has been interesting is over the past several years, I'm like, I just need to be comfortable with myself and not like hate myself. Like,
oh yeah.
Which is like, it's such a weird thing because I'm like having to watch videos of myself and edit them.
It's nonstop. You can't get away from yourself.
You can't get away from yourself. And I was listening to Matthew McConaughey's book, and it's you'll have to check it out. It's actually really good. I wanted to read it, but I started listening to the audiobook, and he's like, was just talking about how he had to come to peace with himself. Like, he had to go away and he had to have a talk basically with himself and be like, we got to get along. It was such a great story.
It makes sense.
I'm not doing a good job being Matthew McConaughey, but you guys should definitely check out the book because it's really good.
I don't know. There's things I hate about myself, but it's also things that I could change. Like right now, I'm like very unhappy about my physical ability of like, I'm like, I'm bad at running and I haven't been doing fitness stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like I know how to change it. I just need to
do
mentally
it.
Get past mm-hmm. that. But I feel like I'm, this is what you get. I'm just chilling, you know, like as for being myself, like I am very, very fine saying how I feel.
Like you know, very, 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 very fine.
If there's something I don't want to do, I'm like, no, I'm like, I don't want to do that. Or if there's something where I'm like, I don't know, you know how like sometimes you're in like groups of like friends and like family and it's like, we don't know what anybody wants to do. Do you want to do this? And like people always just feel bad about things. So you're like, oh, whatever you want to do. I'm like, well, I don't really want to do that. And then usually I feel like everyone else is like, well, I didn't want to do that. I thought you wanted to do that. So I'm like, why are people so scared of communication?
Don't
like,
know.
Or like, are we scared of hurting people's feelings?
Maybe.
But why?
I'm not sure.
I feel like communication, it's like, if you don't communicate with like your friends and your family and your partners, like that's how resentment builds up.
It's very true. I'm not a very good communicator. So I want to be, but it's like the things that I'm thinking, like I can't, it doesn't, it's up here and it's not.
You know, you're working on it.
I'm working on it. It's you know, it. I know it's a problem and I try my best. And then, you know.
I don't. You get to use your voice and use your words. What are you looking
at? I saw some people and then they just disappeared.
Oh, they're probably like, well, what are they doing with the satellite? They're probably like, we are live from Pacific City.
Pacific City.
Yes. Communication. God, I love this place. If I could give any advice to anyone, it's don't be scared of communication. And if the person is not receptive on the other end of what you have to say, but it's how you feel and they just blow you off, then, you know, maybe you need to rethink some things.
Jenna's got some words.
You should be able to be yourself.
Yeah. Sometimes people don't like that and then they just try to make you feel bad for how you are and that's not acceptable.
Well, you don't need that negativity in your life. Life's too short for that. Get out of here. Get out. My book will be coming out 2022.
You should write one.
Oh.
Just don't tell them about me.
I won't.
Don't tell them about me, Jenna. Don't tell them about how I'm a slob. Honestly, anybody that's been watching my videos for a while, if you guys actually know, like,
can you feel your hands?
No, I'm frozen.
Okay.
I've been reading a lot more about like ADD because I've never been, you know, medically diagnosed. I think like I actually was when I was younger, but it is tough. And I know a lot of people out there also struggle with it. It's just like my mind, like sometimes it just does not work the way that it should.
Yeah. Well, I feel like ever since you were little, like you wouldn't do things that you didn't want to do. So you've been living that lifestyle. But I don't know if it's like, if it is how your mind works differently, you're like, well, I'll do this later. Like, I want to do this right now. Like, I'm not sure.
It's kind of like I'm not good at like completing a task because I'm already quickly on to the next one.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't want to, you know, try to fix that because then also... That kind of also makes me who I am and I'm able to be creative and continue to do the things that I'm doing. So sometimes it's like, okay, I now have to accept that this is me. I know how I operate and I know how to, I guess, kind of fill in the blanks of having somebody else sort of fix those pieces of the things that I'm really unable to do.
Yeah,
which is sometimes where Jenna has to come in.
True. I mean, I definitely would say like even this past, almost a year of quarantine and pandemic now, like, I have been way more distracted on my phone. So like, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to reply to this email and then I'll get distracted. What is, Maddie is just going,
his dog's going,
he's
nuts.
Going crazy inside. I'll get distracted doing something else. Cause it's like, I don't know. It's a whole different lifestyle that we're adjusting to. And I feel like everything on Twitter and on the internet and with politics and, you know, life and historical events that kept happening every day, it seemed like I was just distracted. But being on the road and driving, oh, I'm sorry. I have to put my glove back on. I have frostbite. Driving, I haven't really been on my phone much, and it's been very enjoyable.
But it's like that feeling that you're having is like the constant occurrence that I have in my mind, like 24/7.
That's
like
a lot.
It doesn't end. There's always something that's just like, and to not be able to focus, it sucks. That the dog's going crazy.
Is there a person out there?
I don't know. I think they might be taking the trash.
Are they gonna come in?
I don't know. I'm hungry.
What's happening? Oh my gosh!
Sure.
I'm so cool. Look how good the light looks up here. If you guys are watching,
we probably
should have
got closer, huh?
We have the aperture.
It's the 200D. The Amaran.
Amaran 200D.
Am I pronouncing that wrong?
Amaran.
Amaran.
Amaran. Amaran.
Amaran.
You know, it's really hard to say, but it's the aperture.
I love it.
AMARAN 200D. The D stands for daylight. It's nice. It's compact. I think it's $299. We also have the, we've talked about this before, but it's so great mini for dome. Travel. It's the Light Dome SE.
It's the mini one. Is this the mini one?
No, the Light Dome SE.
This is the new one.
It's like in between the mini and like the big ones. It's the new one.
It's perfect size.
It's great
for
travel. Like we are thriving.
I'm really cold.
My hands are frozen and like I'm pretty sure there's snot coming out of my nose.
That's fine.
It's just very, very cold.
Yesterday we were outside for like several hours. And it was weird because like this morning like I felt like weird. Like I was like, am I sick? What is this? And then I'm like panicking. I'm like, oh, it's because you're outside. Like I feel that coldness just internally.
Well.
And now we're outside again.
So if you're watching the video, Justine, if you move your head slightly over, you replace that rock formation.
I'm the rock formation.
Justine is now a rock formation. It's incredible. There's like a big ocean rock behind her. If you guys are familiar with Pacific City, it's like a very, what's the
word? Do they call it the, it has a name.
It does have a name. I read it. Now I can't remember it.
Can't either.
Shoot. What's the word? Monumental.
I love this place. It's really great.
It's great. I would never leave if it didn't, it's a little expensive.
That's the problem is this road trip is very, very expensive.
Oh, and, yes. You can't put a price on your mental health. Well, you can.
You can.
Our mental health price is going way up after this. But
yeah.
We're having fun. Can we talk about the Chevy Tahoe for a second?
Oh my gosh, yes. So we're gonna do a podcast in the Chevy Tahoe. Chevy let us borrow one of their new Tahoes for this trip for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Which is
so
incredible.
They loaned us the Chevy Tahoe. It's like the 2021. It was basically brand new. So I've been working with GM and Chevy on some previous projects. And, you know, I just was like, hey, like, are you guys interested in this? Because every time we go on trips, either us, but usually with our family, like I will rent a Chevy Tahoe because
every single time,
usually I'm driving the most and it's like my favorite thing to drive just because I love all the features and I know what like I'm getting into and I love it. So when they're like, yeah, we have a new 2021. I was like, oh, what? So, okay, Chevy Tahoe. Let's talk about this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the heads-up display, absolutely love.
Oh, yeah. I've never really driven, well, with the Chevy Bolt, like the heads-up display. But, yeah, this heads-up display for, like, the long road trips, it's so nice.
Yeah.
So it also has two displays and two monitors in the back. So in the back of, like, the passenger seat and the driver's seat for the passengers, there's two displays. They have a full HDMI as well as USB-C. So you can plug in an Xbox. Jace was playing his Animal Crossing. He plugged in his Animal Crossing and was playing. Like, you could use it as, like, an extra display.
He's playing Mario Kart.
Oh, he's playing Mario Kart? Okay. Yeah. I was
playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right. So, like, you can play games or you can, like, hook it up and watch shows, which is really cool. Maddie had the other display. He was...
Heated seats.
Oh, yeah, heated
also,
seats.
All the seats, the steering wheel also heated. There's so much room.
And cool. Cooling seats.
It's really great because we have a lot of stuff and there's also an electronic, the rear view mirror is a camera.
It can also be an actual mirror. You just flip it. So we have the entire thing packed. Like this thing is packed. The back row seats, you push a button and it will just automatically go down so you can control it electrically, which is really nice. You don't have to like flip the things. We're going to be doing a whole video, but anyway, it's just so cool. So we have it packed to the top with stuff. And usually as a driver, I'm like, oh, I can't see what's behind me. But the fact that the rear view mirror is a camera,
you can see everything.
None of my views are obstructed and I can see everything. So I have been a huge fan like of the Tahoe, but now this upgrade is magical and it is making road trips wonderful. Do you want to talk about your experience on the Wi-Fi that we realized we had in the car?
There's freaking Wi-Fi and it is so fast. I uploaded the podcast. I uploaded a YouTube video. I uploaded the podcast audio. I was basically just online almost the entire time, unless there wasn't cell reception. It was so fast. I was like, this is faster than my freaking home.
We were, I think, driving by like San Francisco and you were uploading and I said, do a speed test. And it was what, like 40 upload?
40 upload. Yeah.
I'm like, 40 upload from the car hotspot.
Jenna freaking drove for thousands of miles and I edited. I edited our podcast. I edited everything.
Been working.
Could you hold this real quick? I gotta put.
I haven't been doing much work. I've just been driving nonstop. I think I drove the whole time except for maybe 2 hours. So I've gotten like 18 to 20 hours driving. There was just a point where I was so tired. I'm like, you guys, can someone just drive for like 20 minutes? And then I promise I can drive again. Like, I'll be good.
I just thought of something. We don't know where we're going tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
I just realized, and it's getting late, and so we need to find a place to stay.
The problem is right now in the Pacific Northwest, there's snow warnings and snow advisories, and Portland, I think, is getting snow. We were going to go to Redmond, also going to get snow. I wanted to go to Mount Hood.
We can't go there. There's freaking snow, Jen.
It was like the advisories and the warnings, and it was going to be 2 degrees.
I just want to say, like, I'm starting to get very cold and not feel well.
2 degrees.
Like, I'm getting cold. I'm very, very cold.
Remember when I told you it's cold outside?
Yeah, I didn't put a jacket on. I've just got like a, okay.
We can wrap up. It's going to be a short episode.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You guys, I'm freezing and I'm hungry.
I did try to tell you very cold.
She did try to tell me, and I'm really, really cold.
She did a very good job. She was setting up this whole thing. And
yeah.
And did a nice
job. So I've been outside for like a half hour before this, trying to get this ready.
I was walking the dog, so we were wet and cold.
But I'm just really, really happy. I just wanted to say, like, I mean, never really talked about it much, but like this past year was probably, it's up there with like some terrible things that have happened. And I just want to say I'm like really happy.
Yeah.
Like, I might actually cry. I'm so happy.
Yeah. It's just nice not being, you know, sitting in our home, just scrolling through Twitter, being, you know, just depressed by everything. It's just nice. This is refreshing. It's great. Our mental health is really just coming back strong. And we're just, you know, we're just hanging out, making content, working remotely, and just trying to, you know, bring you guys some happiness with the content we're making, hopefully.
I hope so, because I want you guys to be happy too. And it's I know it's been a very tough year, but honestly, like, you're not alone. And I think that has been something that sort of has kind of helped me feel better, knowing that, like, we're all feeling that way. We're all going through something at some point. There's different levels, there's varying degrees of everything. So, you know, you guys, you're not alone. We're all here, and you gotta do your best, man.
We're all in this together.
There's blood on the ceiling.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, that turned dark quickly. He ran out here.
Oh my God, this poor dog. You guys, I gotta, I'll have to take another picture show you.
A little video. We can do a little insert.
He's
just like, please, like, basically, we have the door open because we have the light inside and the tripod and the camera inside, and we are outside and it's barricaded by tripods.
Why is my phone not working?
He's just like, because it's freezing. It's so cold. I think I'm going to have frostbite.
No, Maddie, you can't come outside.
But yeah, anyway, back to this. We're just happy. We're trying to be safe as possible. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're traveling. And I'm like, look, we stayed home for 9 months. We did everything right. We thought the world would get back to normal. And we're just being safe about it. We're not getting on planes. We're not, you know, putting other people at risk. We're wearing masks. We're wearing double masks. We're cleaning everything. And we're just trying to...
Honestly, I feel safer outside of LA. There's so many people. 100%. It's like we can get food delivered here. We don't have to go anywhere.
Exactly.
And I feel like I've had so much more exposure in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And those bigger cities that, like, getting out of it is really just 100%.
I looked in the county where we are. I think there's like 300 cases as opposed to like hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel safer just away from it all. And it's
before
just,
we left, like, we all got COVID tests. I got 6 tests in a week.
Okay, now I got really cold.
I'm really cold. And then, yeah, okay. We have to stop.
Shivering.
Yeah, I'm so cold that, like, I can feel it in my belly.
I can feel it in my belly.
But I'm feeling it. We have to go give Maddie some attention. He's losing his freaking
very
mind.
Upset.
I have his whole entire, like, all of his favorite spots in there are all covered with, like, gear.
He's like, please let me sit down. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast or watching the podcast. Like we said, we're going to be doing a Same Brain mug giveaway. So if you want to leave a review, Apple Podcast, and let us know, tweet us it, so we can, you know, contact you. And yeah, just thank you guys for hanging out. And I hope you're having a good time. Check out our YouTube channels as well, because we're going to be having some vlogs eventually once our hands thaw out and we can edit.
Yeah. Okay, that's all. I guess we're going to go now.
I nailed that outro. Oh, speaking of outro, roll it.
I'm so cold. Let's get out of here. Oh my God. We need to take a thumbnail.
Oh, Maddie, push the button.
Maddie, can you hit record?
Can you hit the button? Hit the camera
can you take
button.
Picture? Can you take a picture?
He's
good
like,
boy.
He's good boy. Okay, bye.